It's Weirdos Broadcast Time.
And a special hello
to all the podcast subscribers.
It sure is nice to have you here today.
Oh, we've got a full band here today, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's just great.
We're really happy that we could have for you a full band. Something a little wide, a little bright, a little fun. And this includes lots of loops, 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 and 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 loops, and
go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Some more, 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 some more.
Believe me, believe me, we don't even know. Yeah, we don't even know.
That's terrible. Oh, it's so disappointing. You call that a bass?
So do it, 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 makes it fun.
come again. You don't have to worry about it, my friend.
You see? That's what I'm talking about. About it.
It's gonna go.
Never could be any other way. And that's why I've decided to move forward. Move forward. Or move sideways. Either way.
Oh, I'm so mega high on E! You know, it's just so difficult. Everything that I try to do, I meet with some sort of resistance. And it is only by the very resiliency and resourcefulness that I can muster continually that I get over these ridiculous hurdles that shouldn't exist because either somebody else made a mistake that I have to correct or else it's worse than that. It's just a bad situation that there's no explanation for and you can't blame anybody and there's no way to fix it and you're just stuck with it. So that's how I felt tonight, because really, clearly, I'm good at this sort of thing, and I was moving along and doing the research and figuring it out, and I have a really good setup, I have all the equipment and things, and they're all in good condition, and they work, and I know how to use them, and in this case, I even had the data sort of prepared and ready to go, and all lined up, and I knew just where it was. So I knew I wasn't going to have a problem finding it, but, you know, I ran into the problem of the guy giving me the wrong code with some sort of syntax error. I ran into the problem, or maybe that wasn't the problem. Maybe the problem was the server that I put it on. Now that I think about it, I probably have to...
This is the Weirdos Live stream. Welcome to Weirdos Live.
I probably had to do something to that web server that I was uploading the RSS files onto to get them to work properly, now that I think about it. So that was a problem. And then, so okay, then I started using this other method that did need the blog that I set up on Blogger through Google. And so then the Google Blogger blog gets set up through the FeedBurner site, which I got worried was being sold to me, and I was like, you know, they got, oh, now here's where they tack on the fees, you know. But no, I have to say in their defense that FeedBurner rocks, and FeedBurner really, you know, delivers a lot of stuff for free and doesn't seem to want any of my money, so I'm really impressed with FeedBurner, and I would recommend them. But, you know, I had to work all that out. But then after I get through the FeedBurner stuff, then I have to go figure out how to get all the files uploaded, because I got 15 shows from the past that I want to get up onto the blog right away. So getting those copied to the right place took forever, because Apple Remote Desktop was really slow on the machine that I had the files stored on, because they're just some old, it's just some old machine in a closet. So I moved the files over, and then I had to rename the files. That didn't take too long. And then I had to go through and post each one of them, you know, 15 posts to the blog with the right kind of thing. Luckily, Safari fills in the fields for me, so that didn't take too long. But, you know, all these steps. And so then when I'm done with that, then I'm moving on to trying to promote the damn thing and finding out about all the different listing sites. So I'm off to all the different listing sites and getting it listed and being up there and doing the thing and doing the thing and then writing the thing and some of them want this information, some of them want that information, some of them get to put in keywords, some of them are going to get it submitted right away and I can go search and make sure that it looks good. And others, I just can't do that. I've got to wait 24, 48 hours. So they're going to list it, which is fair enough, but then I don't know.
Another great place to win yourself some cash. Great tickets during the day.
And then just keep listening. Oh, I'm sorry. So anyway, it's really hard to believe that at the end of all of that, after getting really kind of annoyed and tired and frustrated and finally getting it to work, then I realized, well, I could add a new broadcast tonight, you know, because I could just kind of go on live and... Well, this is something you have to understand about the broadcast. I'm telling you. So this is one of the things you have to get used to about the current... Yes, the current broadcasting setup, I don't have so much control over, so, like, it fades out, and then you can't hear me during the fade-out.
March 13th at
And the other thing that it does is it plays the samples. Like this one.
So anyway, this is some sort of advertising. Somebody's trying to promote a website to me. You know what's funny is that usually I'm like wishing that there were more samples, and now here I am wishing that there were less. So that's the other thing, is I don't have any control. These samples are just automatically played, and I could go change that setting, but, you know, who can be bothered?
Here's one.
Another one. So anyway, nevertheless, one of the great things about this new setup is that I don't really have to do anything. You know, this generative music device here, I just make some decisions, choose one of my playlists. I've got plenty of songs. Frank the Panda.
Going crazy.
Already going crazy. Made it up. Frank the Panda. Ready to go.
We're an eye patch.
He wears an eye patch, which is an interesting thing about him. It's a panda. He's gonna scratch my face. So, yeah, it's nice to get a laugh. But so you see, the disadvantage of having the automatic samples kind of interrupt me all the time, but the advantage is they're just automatic and they're there. I don't think about it. And, you know, when I'm not talking, I patch in a CD player that just plays a bunch of different shit. And it's really convenient. So just remember, when it fades out, that doesn't mean that the broadcast is over. It just, every so often, it kind of fades out. That means that particular piece is done. And then we're going to start a new piece. After the fade out, we fade back in with a new piece and with a whole new attitude and a whole kind of new thing. And it's really exciting. But what I want you to remember is that 1-800-WEIRDOS needs you. And it is your messages, those crazy messages that you hear in the samples here on the radio, that keep us going, that they keep me young. I suck your life's blood.
Weed is weird!
Thank you.
Oh, I'm gonna make a punk out of you, you little chicken hawk.
See, aren't you scared? Now that was a new one. I don't even know. I mean, I'm so. I love the weirdos. Oh, weirdos, I love you, the weirdos. You're great and weird and stupid and weird and annoying and weird and lovely and weird and stupid and weird and great and weird and I love you, but get out of my brain. Get out of my brain. Yes, I have redone that old bird song, Get Out of My Brain, and you can see it posted on iCompositions.com. You can hear it if you listen to the other 1-800-WEIRDOS radio station. So you see, if you go to weirdos.com, you can see we have three different stations. One of them is very much like this RSS feed. It just plays old Weirdos live broadcasts like this one will eventually show up on that radio station. That's the live archive radio station. And then we have another one that is the 1-800-WEIRDOS radio catalog, which is all the music on all the CDs that we sell, the various soundtracks from the various pieces like Speak of the Devil and Burge's Little Idiot and the 1-800-WEIRDOS CD and all that stuff. That's all in rotation randomly throughout the day and night. That's the 1-800-WEIRDOS catalog. And then we have this radio station that you would be listening to if you were listening to it live, which, you know, is the best part of all. You can tune into the 1-800-WEIRDOS live broadcast live, and when I see you tune in, I just jump right on here and I say, how you doing? And you can call in, and I can patch the call into the system here, and you can talk on the radio. Bye! You're gonna fade out now.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up here. It's almost 1 a.m. And William Shakespeare said, better a witty fool than a foolish wit. And I don't even know if I agree with that because it's almost 1 a.m. and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I stayed up late because I wanted to get a broadcast out tonight, and I expect I'm going to do a lot of broadcasting. And probably I'll do some studio broadcasts where I'll just do special releases for the podcast where I won't come on live here with this setup. I'll just sit on my other computer with my Augustus Loop, and I will just make loopy, 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 loopy crazy stuff that'll go on for, you know, a couple of days, and then I'll post that shit. So, and then pretty next week I'm going down to Florida. Gonna 69 with the Pope in the boat. I'm not moving to Florida, don't worry. But anyway, I'm thinking I'm gonna do some podcasts from down there. I'll do some recordings and I'll upload them to the blog, and it'll just be like, wow, you're getting it, it's hitting you, just like blogging is supposed to be, I guess. You know, the live updates while I'm on the road, I'll be, you know, like tuning in and uploading. So, okay, I'm going to go to sleep now. But thank you for listening to my latest 1-800 Weirdos broadcast. And we will see you next time on 1-800 Weirdos. And yes, when I say see you next time, we are certainly working on video. And I hope that we will soon be doing video blogging, and perhaps people will start to be able to upload these videos onto their personal devices. You know, the post-iPod, video iPod, what have you, coming in the years to come. So anyway, good night, sleep tight, and don't take a large shite.
I'm Jeremy Halpern. This is Dan Botstein, the
author. Good night, Dan Botstein, the author. And good night to all of you. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget, when the going gets weird. Oh, you know, I have to say, we've been using this Hunter S. Thompson slogan for a while, and boy, we miss him. So here's to you, HST Gonzo. Thank you. You're definitely still out there. So when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro.
Pregnant. I'm gonna have triplets. Alright, bye.